This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. On September 19th, a judge ruled that U.S. officials must accept a passport application from a Fort Collins resident who is intersex. The U.S. district judge said the U.S. State Department was arbitrary in rejecting the application based solely on Dana Zim's refusal to select male or female, and that the agency violated federal law. The State Department now has until mid-November to appeal. Dana Zim is a Navy veteran and activist that was born with ambiguous sexual characteristics and doesn't identify as male or female. Lambda Legal took up the case, and Zim first sued in 2015. I spoke with Zim the same day the judge issued the ruling in their favor. Here's part of our conversation. And so what happened when you wanted to get a passport?
Well, my organization wanted me to go down to the International Lesbian, Gay, and Trans Conference, where we have also intersex and the other acronyms, World Conference in Mexico City. I applied for a passport, and I filled it out correctly. They had a male or female box, and I wrote in intersex because the bottom of the form said, you know, you have to fill out this thing accurately under penalty of perjury. So I did that, gave him my birth certificate, which said sex unknown, and I put out other documents, which accompanying documents from doctors, which certified under penalty of perjury that indeed I was intersex and so on. And they rejected that, and I appealed that, and they rejected it again. So I contacted various pro bono legal firms, and then the legal picked up my case.
Wow. It sounds like you had a lot of barriers. I mean, already getting a passport isn't the easiest thing. You know, folks have to come up with all those documents. It sounds like then on top of that, you had barriers that other people who identify as male or female wouldn't have. Is that how you experienced it?
Yeah, pretty much. I walked in knowing that I was going to have those barriers. So I tried to have everything in place to overcome those barriers. I thought I had those, but the State Department chose to stick with their binary system of male and female only.
Tell me what happened this week.
Well, this week my federal judge ruled in my favor, saying that the State Department could not go with their binary system, that they could not deny me based on their arbitrary binary system. It was wrong.
I'm just so curious. Have you ever traveled internationally before?
I was in the Navy, so I didn't need a passport back in those days. And I was an Air Force brat, so I traveled both those ways without a passport.
From what I'm understanding, so if an intersex person before this, or we still don't know what the outcome might be, but up until now, if they want a passport, basically they had to lie. I mean, am I kind of understanding that correctly? That somebody would have to choose a gender that doesn't actually match their identity if they wanted to go through with this passport?
For me, if I would have needed to go out of the country and, I mean, absolutely needed to go somewhere, I would have had to lie on the passport to go. That would have felt, for me, very uncomfortable. But, you know, good chances are if my case gets defeated, there will probably be another case right behind me. But, you know, those cases take a long time. It's taken me 4 years on this particular lawsuit to get here. You know, that's a long wait. But it's important for people who strongly feel that not having the correct marker on their passport. Yeah, living with a lie, living with incorrect documents is hard. The world is stacked against us. for intersex people were usually physically modified against our wills as children. And we know it's hard enough to live with that, let alone live with all the markers that says we're wrong and those lies that we're told all our lives. And we want to correct those things. It's hard. And people like me and all the other activists, intersex activists, we want to be free enough like everybody else, well, most everybody else who can say, I am male or female. We want to say, yes, we're intersex. Yes, we're non-binary people.
I know that your case doesn't put this issue to bed. Like you said, the State Department could still appeal. But what I'm hearing from you is that yourself and other activists aren't going to let this go. This is important, and this is something you're going to keep fighting for. Is that correct?
Right. And it's not only just this issue, because this issue, even if I win, we still have to work on stopping intersex genital mutilation. We still have civil rights issues we have to work on and a lot of other issues with who we are. So this is just one of the issues. So we have a lot of work to do.
That was intersex activist and Fort Collins resident Dana Zim. For KUNC, I'm Kyra Buckley.